Dusty, the State Board of Education has released its new report card. What do we need to know?
So the report card is an online site that you can go to find out anything you could possibly want to know with the possible exception of a school lunch menu on your kid's school. I mean, it's been that way for several years. It's a really good model. It's won some national awards. It's got everything from a little map that shows you where the school is or the district is, the demographics of the students, the teachers, the financial health of the district. It's got 5-year trends. It's got test scores. And now they've released like a new and improved model. So it's got even more data than before.
I've been hearing a lot about new information on how much each campus gets across the state. What did you find out there?
Okay, so what we've always had is how much each district gets. The new thing is that now it's down to the campus level so that you can tell, for example, in Springfield, how much the Springfield district gets, but then also how they apportion that out among the different schools. And they did it to meet a federal requirement, but the feds kind of left it up to each state on exactly how to calculate that amount. And it's really more complicated than you would think. It's not even something districts typically have done. Now that it's gone public, they're kind of cautioning people to use it as a way to start conversations, because it's not like buying a piece of jewelry where the place that has the highest dollar amount is the best thing. I talked to a superintendent yesterday who mentioned that she has a really kind of low dollar spend on the brand new high school in her district, and it's because the teachers at that high school have less longevity, so they've got lower salaries. So it's the kind of thing that you shouldn't look at and make assumptions about. You need to explore a little further with your own school officials.
So is that the main thing that's new in this report card?
That's the main thing that the State Board of Education is talking about. There are other new data sets in this report card. One of them is the CRDC Civil Rights data collection. It's not a new data set. It's a federal data set. It just has not been on the report cards before. It tells you a lot about school discipline, and the data that they've included come from the school year 2017-18. It's got columns like the number of referrals to law enforcement. Of course, the highest was Chicago Public Schools with more than 3,000. The next two highest districts were in the kind of northwest suburbs. Actually, Springfield ranked 10th on this list with more than 2,000 out-of-school suspensions and 34 school-related arrests. So that's a data set that, you know me, I'm probably going to dig into that one.
Anything else jump out at you?
I like to look at kindergarten class size because, well, you just imagine yourself in a room full of 5-year-olds and you'll know why I focus on this. And I was surprised at how high some of the class sizes are. Some of them are over 30. We don't even have a law, but states that do have a law, like, you know, Ohio and Missouri, they cap it at 25. Here, the districts that have 25 or more in a kindergarten class, they tend to be heavily minority districts. They tend to only have 30% white kids when the state average is 48%. And one thing that's fallen is the percentage of black teachers. Almost 10% of our teachers were black in 2005, and this year, less than 6%.
That's Dusty Rhodes, our education reporter, taking a look at the new State Board of Education report card that's been released. Dusty, thanks very much.
Thank you.